We're talking Transmission Gully once more, and with me is Belinda McKenzie-Dodds of Transmission Gully Team. It's been a wonderful summer, or has it?
It's been pretty good, actually. We haven't had such fabulous weather as we did last year, but that isn't a bad thing for us. We didn't have a full shutdown over summer holidays like we did last year, and we managed to achieve a lot over that time. It's traditionally quite a quiet time for Wellington, so we just charged along full production, and we'd really broken the back of a lot of the earthworks through some of the important bits, so we're doing really well.
So we've got things like the Wainui Saddle, for example, which is a very high point and a notoriously bad weather spot. Has that been okay over the summer?
Yes, it's been going really well, actually. We are back to 24/7 production through there, and as some of your listeners probably already aware, it's 70 metre cut through there with 10 metre benching. So yeah, we're charging along through there. It's doing really well, and it hasn't rained enough to affect us, so it's doing good.
Fantastic news. Okay. Another thing that's in that sort of area is Tawa, and we've got the new bridge that we're now driving on southbound over Collins Ave. What's happening about the middle and the other side, and when are we going to be likely to be driving on a new piece of bridge northbound?
I'm sure people driving through that area will have noticed a lot of changes through there recently. So we've got the central columns for Bridge 25, which is the northbound on-ramp, and Bridge 27, which is the Kenneparoo Link Road over State Highway 1. So those central columns are in now, and they're busily working on the embankments, and we're looking at installing the girders for Bridge 25, looking at March to put those girders in, and it'll be the ones over the northbound side first and then southbound, and they'll be done at night because obviously we'll need to close lanes. And then in April we'll be doing the girders for Bridge 27, again northbound first then southbound, so that'll really dramatically change how that area looks. For Bridge 26, which is the new section of overbridge, so as everyone knows, we've got the southbound lanes open, that's all going fine. We're now in phase two, which is the middle two lanes. So we've done the piling for that. It's exactly the same construction as the first section of bridge. So yeah, exactly the same thing. So piling is done, the abutments are underway, and those girders are likely to be landed in towards the end of March. But after the girders are landed, there's about 3 months of work on the bridge itself. So we're not likely to do that northbound switch until well into the middle of 2019. And then, of course, as soon as that's done, we start on phase three, which is the last two lanes. But that's all going to be happening towards the end of the year.
And that's all over Collins Ave. And also, too, I think the last time I drove through there, I saw that there was actually quite a lot of that deep asphalt was being laid on the approaches. So that's all looking like it's getting ready for us to drive on.
Yeah. So actually, also, whilst we're doing phase two of the overbridge, which is the central one, we are just about to start doing the widening of the northbound lanes. So that will be putting the new noise wall in on that side, and then pushing the shoulder further over, widening up those lanes, and then giving us some space to actually push those two lanes over onto the central bridge. So while we do the construction of the northbound on-ramp. But yeah, that's all coming. It's all coming.
Fantastic. Busy, busy, busy time for the team at Transmission Gully. Make sure you listen out again next week, and we'll give you more insight as to what's happening and the next things that you can expect. And perhaps we might even talk about Bridge 20, because that's the one over Cannons Creek, and oh, that one's just so cool. Keeping you up with the play out and about on Transmission Gully, I'm Crispy for Beach FM 106.3.